Generation on a Tightrope, a portrait of today's college students, authors Arthur Levine and Diane R. Dean. Struggling to maintain balance. Today's college students are struggling to maintain their balance as they attempt to cross the gulf between their dreams and the diminished realities of the world in which they live. They are seeking security, but live in an age of profound and unceasing change. This is a generation that thinks of itself as global citizens, but knows little about the world and acts locally. It is the most diverse generation in collegiate history, with the strongest relationships between races, but they have limited interest in talking about race or reaching across political or generational divides. The first generation of digital natives. The students of the 1990s were a transitional generation, straddling old and new worlds. In contrast, current students have their feet firmly planted in the new world. This poses an extraordinary challenge to most colleges and universities, which remain largely in the old world, educating an internet generation in a culture of blackboards. Higher education lags far behind its students technologically and pedagogically, and must transform itself if it is to educate current undergraduates for the world in which they live. Today's college students have extraordinarily close ties with their parents and are in 24/7 contact with a tribe of friends, family, and acquaintances via social media. Yet they are more alone in many of the activities they pursue. Strengths versus deficits. Today's college students have real strengths, which are unique to this generation, with regard to the future that awaits them. They are digital natives in what will be a flowering of the digital age. They are more comfortable with diversity than the previous student generations in a society growing more multicultural. These are assets, necessary but not sufficient. Their digital experience and networking skills will need to become literacy in the use of technology, information and media. Their comfort with diversity and globalization will have to grow into multicultural and interpersonal competence. And their demand for change will need to translate into a set of skills required to live in an era of continuing flux and to work for the changes they desire. Their deficits are significant. This is a timid generation of rule followers in an era that demands bold new rule makers. They are self-centered and have little experience with failure in what is likely to be a period requiring flexibility, adaptation and resilience. This generation of college students is no better and no worse than other generations, but like every generation before, they are different and will live in a world demanding a different set of skills and knowledge to thrive. As a result, this generation requires a different brand of education that will enable them to attain their personal dreams and to serve the society they must live. The education offered to previous generations, whether successful or not, will not work for these students. Educate students to live in a time of profound change. Periods of change demand three specific types of skills, which could be called the three C's: critical thinking, creativity, continual learning. Teaching these skills must occur during the undergraduate years. Updating the content and advancing those skills will occur throughout students' lives. Educate students for life in a diverse global society. Colleges and universities tend to address this issue under two separate banners: multiculturalism and globalization. Multiculturalism, or what is called diversity, has been on a higher education agenda for almost half a century. Campuses are changing with regard to multiculturalism. The nation's population is growing increasingly diverse. Glass ceilings are being cracked. Walls between diverse groups on campus are becoming more porous. Populations with those groups are becoming more diverse, and students are more comfortable with differences. This is the moment for colleges and universities, with leadership from their presidents, to do what they have long needed to do. They should define the meaning of diversity on their campuses, what their institution would look like if it were truly diverse. The definition will vary from campus to campus, depending on their demographics. Then colleges can turn their definitions into comprehensive plans for action, ranging across admissions, financial aid, academic offerings, curricular programs, facilities, staffing, services, and the rest. This plan can then be translated into calendars, budgets, and responsible parties. The current mood on campus also makes this an excellent time for colleges, under the banner of embracing commonality and celebrating differences, to build bridges between diverse groups on campus in and out of the classroom, to demonstrate their commitment to support and provide comfort zones for diverse groups, and to educate students regarding the commonalities they share. Globalization is a far newer issue for colleges and universities, yet all, or nearly all, of these institutions are making their campuses more international. Even two-year colleges, where the focus is more on the local community. These efforts were largely incremental and extraordinarily wide-ranging. Institutions were engaged in a grab of activities, including augmenting their existing classes, adding new courses, mounting new area studies, and language programs, enrolling more international students, expanding study abroad opportunities for their own students, employing greater numbers of international faculty, and having more of their own staff teach in other countries, creating exchange programs with universities around the globe, offering their programs, even establishing campuses abroad, and growing their co-curricular and residential programs. Their libraries have added more international resources. Food services have expanded their menus. New student clubs have been created. Research contents have multiplied, and the number of international speakers and events have grown. This generation requires an education that will provide them with the knowledge they lack, an understanding of the global nature of politics, economics, technology, geography, social relationships, culture, language, religion, ethics, and more, and the skills and knowledge necessary to live successful lives in that world. 3 out of 5 undergraduates surveyed believe undergraduate education would be improved if all students were required to take courses examining other cultures. Education for civic engagement. Societies require that their members have a shared body of knowledge to function. Current undergraduates have glaring gaps in their cultural knowledge, and even larger gaps in their intercultural knowledge. Even more troubling, the astronomical number and variety of information sources available to use and our different use of them is quickly reducing the possibility of a common body of cultural knowledge. In order to compare, we suggest that colleges and universities provide students with a common general education that links past and present, our heritage with the realities that face us. This general education program has 4 components. 1. Communication skills. At the most basic level, current students need to be fluent in 2 languages, words and numbers. It is also vital that students learn a 3rd language, symbols. Although the rest of the world seems to be mastering English, it's important that students become literate in another language, which offers an extraordinary tool for learning about how other cultures think and view the world. 2. Human heritage. The goal in studying human heritage is not for students to memorize a list of great names and key dates, but rather to understand how societies and their population have responded to an ever-changing economic, technological, demographic and social world. Today, students must learn about the nations and leaders who shaped the world yesterday, today, and have the capacity to shape tomorrow's. 3. The environment. The third element is education regarding the environment in which students will live their lives. This green generation needs to understand the natural environment and the handmade environment in which they live and take responsibility for nurturing each. 4. Values. Students must learn the meaning of values, be able to distinguish between values and facts, understand the difference between relative and absolute values, and differentiate among good, better, and best. They also need to develop mechanisms for weighing and choosing among values. In sum, this general education program is intended not merely as remediation for a generation of students who know too little about the world in which they live, but more to provide today's undergraduates with a common vocabulary and a shared body of knowledge. Education for the 21st century. We have proposed an education to prepare students for the 21st century. It is grounded in our shared heritage, language, natural and human-made environment, and values. The education being proposed needs to go beyond the formal curriculum. It should infuse all aspects of collegiate life. The goals should be reinforced in the awards that an institution gives, in the speakers who are invited to campus, in the few widely attended events such as orientation and graduation, in the publications an institution produces, in the services students are provided, and in the activities in which students are involved. With students spending less time on campus and being less involved in campus activities, it is essential that colleges recognise that they have few opportunities to educate them outside the classroom and use those times to focus on their most important lessons. In the years to come, our educational system, employers, parents and government will be judged by their success in enabling today's undergraduates to live, work and lead in a diverse global, digital, information economy in motion. This generation of college students and their successors will be tested by their capacity to thrive in this environment, and the future of our nation and our world will be dependent on both.